Obviously, the other issues for oncologists and lung cancer and surgery will be, how are we going to take the new targeted agents to adjuvant and induction trials? And are we ready for that? And what targeted agents are we going to use? And what's the safety profile with those in an induction setting or in an adjuvant setting when the patient is supposedly free of disease? I think we're going to have to evaluate that very, very carefully. And that's going to be a different evaluation than chemotherapy alone.
And of course, the next generation of studies, and the biggest question, I think, at this point is going to be the addition of bevacizumab to chemotherapy, where, of course, you have the issue of wound healing. In other tumors, colon cancer particularly, there's been the thought of waiting 6 weeks and
right,
that things will, quote, be okay. Do you think that's the way it's going to play out with lung cancer?
I think it will. I think we're going to be very cautious with bevacizumab. And although I've operated on patients with bevacizumab already, and I really haven't seen any wound problems, I think that we will have to be careful, not only for the wound problems, but for having all the issues of hypertension taken care of and bleeding for that population that surgeons have to then deal with.